Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have Judy Kennedy with us, and she's a master gardener, and we're going to talk about master gardener stuff. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon.
It's time for the annual plant sale.
That's right. We have our annual plant sale this Friday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. No early sales. So if you get
come
there,
I suppose you can come and look.
You can come and look, but you can't pay for them until 8 a.m. You can have cinnamon rolls, though.
Oh, okay.
And get coffee.
Coffee and cinnamon rolls. Okay. And I know that with the master gardeners, there's always somebody bringing stuff at the last minute. So there's no use in trying to hurry before.
That's exactly
to buy
right.
Anything before 8. There might be something new right at 8.
That's exactly right.
So, and I guess that's a good point to talk about where all these plants come from.
Well, they're all locally grown they're from our gardens, and they're things that we wanted to divide and to share and to help raise money for the master gardeners for our projects.
And there are a number of projects going on, but a big one that people can take a look at
is our what used to be the Discovery Garden. I'm sure people noticed that it was gone last year, and there was a wall. Well, we've been working very closely with the Fair Board, and we just got a huge grant from the Southwest Iowa Endowment, as well as the Rotary, and we've renamed it the Saren Garden in honor of one of our original master gardeners.
And that's Saren Robinson. We need a person who's lived here for a long, long time.
Yes.
And grew up here, actually. And, of course, has been a gardener, I think it must be in her blood. It must be since she was born.
Yes. But she helped establish our very first garden. And so we just thought she had such a pretty name that we decided to name it after her. And the sidewalks are going in. They're formed. They should be pouring the concrete today. So we're really excited about that.
So that will be a place, I think, a respite during the fair, but it'll be there all year long for people to enjoy.
Yes, and there will be, it's not a gazebo, but there'll be a small building there that'll be beautiful for pictures taking. We're very, very excited about it. And we will have some memorial trees for some of our master gardeners that have gone to the big garden in the sky.
And are looking down and watching us make sure we pull all those weeds and get rid of all those things that we don't want. So back to the plant sale. You've mentioned that, of course, there's the homemade cinnamon rolls and the coffee. And, of course, all kinds of plants. But there's some other things.
Yes, we will. We have our switchgrass, which we sell every year. And more people are finding out about the benefits of it. It's a weed-free mulch. We just got it all baled up, finally, about a week ago. So it is on the racks. It will be there to buy. It's $5 a bale. And then this year is kind of a fun project. We've made some wooden garden signs. Mm. So those are really fun with some neat quotes on them. Some of them just say, one of the ones I did said faith. Some of them have, it all started in the garden. And then, yes. And then we also are selling raffle tickets. Chuck Westphalen, I'm sure people have seen his beautiful birdhouses, gave us one that we're selling raffle tickets on. And at the end of the plant sale, when that last plant walks out the parking lot, we'll draw a name.
Okay. How much are the tickets?
You know what? I don't know.
Somebody
they didn't
else
tell me
is
that.
In
I'm not
that, right?
In charge. That's not my department.
Well, I'm guessing there may be a dollar, but you know, well, that's a guess. We'll find out. Come and bring a little extra change and buy some raffle tickets, and you might be the lucky person for this. And they're interesting. I mean, even if you didn't like birds, and who doesn't like birds if you're a gardener? But they're all so unique and all very decorative. So it would be fun to have one of Chuck's birdhouses in your yard. So those are things that we probably haven't had much of in the past.
That's
We've
right.
We've always mostly had plants. So now there's all those kind of extras. Actually, you mentioned the garden signs. Are there going to be some pots?
Well, we have some. We didn't get all the ones that we were supposed to have had donated. We had kind of an issue that we just found out about. But we do have some of them, and they're really nice terracotta pots, and they're different sizes, and some of them have some designing on them, so they're very unusual.
Okay. Favorite of a lot of us. You know, people use them in a lot of different ways. You think, okay, you put a plant in a pot, right? I use mine a lot to protect new plants. Because, you know, there's a hole in the bottom. They get a little light. They still get a little moisture. I love to use those on my new little plants as protectors. And they don't blow away. You know, like you can put the plastic stuff over them. those terracotta pots just stay there till you decide to take them off. And they're just kind of fun even to just see in the garden.
Yes, I have a lot of different sizes in my garden, and yeah, I love them.
Yeah, so lots of uses for the terracotta pots. And they're kind of an earthy color. I think they just add a little bit of color, but they still kind of blend in with everything. So plants, usually all kinds, as you said, mostly perennials. What are you bringing, Judy?
I'm bringing some asters, some daylilies, some irises. I have some sedum.
Oh, great, for ground cover.
Yes, yes. I have two different kinds. I have the Autumn Joy, which is a large one, and then I have some of the ground cover that's got the real pretty little yellow flower. Really nice to use on a bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Spreads nicely, but not too mm-hmm. badly.
Those Autumn Joys, I think, if people haven't experienced those, I think they are just wonderful. They spread a little, but not too much. I mean, if you want a few extra, you can take a little few babies and plant them somewhere else. They are interesting in the spring. They're interesting in the fall. And they last forever.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I'm betting there are people who have those that are 30 and 40 and 50 years old. And so if you're not familiar with those are really kind of nice plant to add in a lot of different places. And that's the other thing, that coming to this plant sale, often the person who brought the plant is there to give you information.
That's right. That's right. Or the people that are there know about the plant.
Right. So it's that right plant in the right place.
That's right.
That's the sunshine. You can find out.
Sunshine, the shade.
Yes. So it's a great source of information as well as getting those plants. And I think the prices are always right.
Very reasonable.
Yes. And I know people have carried away boxes and buckets of plants to really, if they're starting a garden, isn't this a great chance to?
It's a perfect time. And hopefully, LaVon, we don't know for sure yet, we should have our asparagus that we always have. We're not sure yet. Asparagus has been very slow this year. So pray for a little warm weather. And
by Friday. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bernie Havlicek brings that from the Armstrong Farm. And it's always delicious. And usually there's not enough for everybody. So
that's right.
So you want to check that out if you're an asparagus lover. Let's talk we've got a couple minutes to talk about master gardeners, just in case somebody going, master gardeners, who are they?
Well, the Cass County Master Gardeners, we are part of the Iowa State Master Gardeners. We have to go through 40 hours of education, and then you have to turn around and give back 40 hours of volunteer back to your community, however you want to do it. And then after you've done that, then you have to do 6 hours of education and 6 hours of volunteer every year after that to keep active. It doesn't take long to get those hours.
There's so many ways to volunteer because people can do that for their church or for a lot of different things. And you mentioned projects earlier. Can you name off a couple of projects besides
personally?
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
I work down at the outdoor classroom down at Messina. That happens to be kind of my pet project. I help with a garden seminar. I've helped some elderly people in my neighborhood who had issues. They just couldn't quite handle that, but they still wanted their plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done that. Last year, I logged over 90 hours for Master Gardeners. It doesn't take long to do it.
And when you love it, that accumulates really, really easily. And I know a couple of years ago, you and a few other people in the Cumberland area.
Yes.
Did some wonderful things for the entrance there.
Yes. On the south side of town, there was a sign that just stuck way up in the air, and so we built a planter underneath it. Well, we're doing one on the north side now this year.
Just can't stop a good gardener. That's all there is to
it. It's not going to be quite as elaborate as that mm-hmm. one because it's mm-hmm. It's a lower profile. But no, that's one of our summer projects for this year. We have people that do things at Heritage House, the Wickman Center, the Ann mm-hmm. Wickman Center.
And I'll mention they are looking for people right now to adopt a garden box. So you have a specific space to work with the kids on planting veggies, I think, and flowers. A great opportunity to work with kids and have a contained space. You know, you don't have to do the whole thing.
There's just lots. And the fairgrounds. We do a lot up at the fairgrounds. That's always been kind of one of my – I take a lot of pride in our fair. And so we do a lot of work keeping up the buildings, mm-hmm. the stuff around the buildings, all the different beds,
Okay, Judy, just remind folks again what's happening this coming Saturday.
May 14th at 8 a.m. is the Cass County Master Gardener Annual Plant Sale, but we'll also be selling switchgrass, wooden signs. We have the raffle tickets on the Big Bird House. We have homemade cinnamon rolls and coffee, of course, all of the different types of plants. And we'll be there till they're sold out.
Okay. Occasionally, there are some houseplants.
Yes, a few.
Okay. And so, first of all, I want to say thank you to Judy, Master Gardener for Cass County. And until next time, remember, you don't have to have this big garden. You can be an indoor gardener with houseplants.